Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele. It is June 9th. Just got a couple things. Get this one over with quick today. First up, there is, I'm sure you've heard about this if you're a mother or mother-to-be, an infant formula shortage in Inyo County. It's pretty much the whole world, from what I understand, but right now, we have one here. So, there continues to be a shortage of infant formula nationwide due to supply chain issues and a recall of infant formula due to bacterial contamination in the Abbott manufacturing plant in Michigan. After decontamination and inspection, the Abbott Sturgis facility reopened to manufacturing infant formula on June 4th. The federal government is currently working on strategies to increase production of formula and help families access existing stock. WIC has temporarily added more container sizes and types of powdered formula to help WIC families find formula for their infants at the store without updating California WIC cards. Compared to the other states, California is faring better, but rural areas are continuing to have difficulty with accessing formula supplies. The Inyo County Health and Human Services, Public Health, and WIC programs continue to meet with local health care providers to determine the needs and options for our community. Babies need the right balance of nutrients, not too much or too little of anything, to grow and to be healthy. It is important for your baby's health to use products that meet federal standards to ensure the formula is safe and free of harmful bacteria. During this challenging time, Inyo County is encouraging parents and families too. If you are currently breastfeeding, continue if possible. We recognize this option may not be viable for everyone. If someone is partially breastfeeding, they may consider reaching out to a lactation care provider in person or by telehealth to help ensure that they maintain or increase their milk supply by breastfeeding more. Talk to your child's doctor about substituting formula brands. For most babies, if their regular brand of formula is not currently available, it is okay to substitute with a similar version. Also, consult your child's pediatrician if your baby requires a specialized formula before making any substitution. If you have questions about which formula is acceptable, contact your child's pediatrician or your local WIC agency. Avoid making your own formula at home using expired formula, using cow, goat, plant-based milk for formula, or giving toddler formula to infants. Although recipes for homemade baby formula on the internet may seem like an answer to the formula shortage, they can be dangerous for your baby's health. Pediatricians advise that homemade formula may not be safe or meet your baby's nutritional needs. Do not water down formula to make it last longer. When babies drink too much water, it's hard on their tiny kidneys to process the extra water. It can also affect electrolytes, which are essential minerals for the body. And if that happens, it's not safe for a baby's brain, muscles, and nervous system. Apply to the WIC program. To apply, call 760-872-1885. About half of all births in California are in low-income families who qualify for the WIC program. And income-eligible clients can receive a WIC card and use it to purchase a limited amount of formula at participating retail stores. WIC offices are staffed by individuals with close ties to their communities. Existing WIC clients should use their benefits for formula earlier in the month in case they run into shortages near the end of their benefit period. Find out what resources exist in the community and share those resources widely. If you see infant formula in stock when you're shopping, make it known within your network. Health officials will continue to monitor the shortage and provide updates as new information is available. If you're having trouble securing formula for your infant, please call your pediatrician. Inyo County Public Health is 760-873-7868 or the Inyo County WIC office, which is 760-872-1885. Well, that sucks for those little guys. Hopefully they can get that straightened up. Sounds like they're back on track. We just got to give them a little bit of time to get it made. Here's a bike report from Mammoth. Come out just now. I learned my book learning from the Big Pine High School. There's 11 trails open, and it is in the low 80s and sunny. I'll tell you that. I was up at Mammoth Middle School graduation today, which went really well, and the kids did great. I am burned to a crisp, and I was out all morning snake wrangling on a shoot in Lone Pine in the Alabama Hills. I got burned to a crisp. Yesterday, I was out there all day, burned to a crisp. Tomorrow, I'll be out there again all day, burned to a crisp. I'm telling you, I'm a lobster right now. It's awful. So, anyway, back to the point. It is in the low 80s up there. It is sunny. It is hot. So, out of the lifts that are open, or the trails, we have 3 easiest, 6 intermediate, 1 advanced, 1 expert, and 0 pros are open. So Lower Twilight Zone is now open and riding insane. After a volatile winter, the jumps needed a little structural TLC. Good news, they came out perfect. 1-foot paver tombstones have been added to the left side of the takeoffs to help with erosion, and the added pop is there if you need it. Lower Pipeline is also open and riding as good as ever. Trail maintenance is happening on Shotgun and Downtown weekly, and both are superb at the moment. The opening date for Discovery Chair, which is Chair 11, and Panorama Gondola is Friday, June 17th, while Stump Alley Express, Chair 2, and Canyon Express, Chair 16, are expected Friday, July 1st. Need a little TLC for your whip while in town? The Gear Up above the Mountain Center in the Village is the place to go. They accept walk-ups and feature all of the technical expertise you could ever desire. So, that's cool. I'm going to have to go see if I can get them to advertise on the old show here. Speaking of the old show, hey, oh man, I didn't even tell you guys this. I am so excited. Okay, ready? We have an app now. I gotcha. You know I told you that. I've been telling you for a long time. But from what I understand, it's out on Android as well. Somebody call and let me know, because I don't have an Android, so I can't even check it. But it is all turned in. Everything should be good. So the app is out there. Tell your friends, man. Pass this around. I want to get every single phone in the Eastern Sierra with this app on there, so you guys can all not only hear the sweet, soothing tones of my voice, but you can get all of the news all day long, as fast as possible, find the best places to go, all the best bands, everything that's going on, whatever events are happening in town, this is the spot to be. So we're going to call it with that. I think let's head over to our sponsors, and then we'll make this a shorty but a goodie. All right, have a good one.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.